This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I was watching an episode of 60 Minutes tonight and just kind of going channel to channel. And they were doing an interview on our current president, President Biden. And so I was listening to the interview, wanted to kind of hear what he had to say about the economy and about a possible recession and what's going on in foreign countries, and the fact he's been invited to the Queen's funeral, and just kind of a host of things that he was talking about, what's going on with the Republican Party, ultimately what's going on in the world, what's going on in the United States of America. And I guess I always hoped that when we get a new administration or a new look or a new face in the White House, that the views and attitudes would change for the better and not remain the same. I remember when President Obama was president, I used to always intently listen to his speeches and listen to what he would say, and always hope that he would be that president that would always mention something I never hear anybody in leadership ever talk about in Washington, D.C. And that's poor people. That's homeless people. That's people that are less fortunate. People that don't have access to opportunities because they're starting from the ground up. And whenever you start from the ground up and your glass ceiling hits you at the curve, it's hard to go above the curve unless you have access and opportunity. And then you have to be in an environment where you can see others who are doing well, and it motivates you to do well. But you have to have people on the top that have been blessed and have been fortunate enough to get to the top, and then come back and teach you how you can get to the top with them. So I was listening to our president talking, and he started talking about how the ultimate goal, and he was talking about some of the things that have passed through the Congress and through the Senate, and the bipartisan support that he's had on some bills that have passed. And he said, you know, we're trying to do these things for the middle class. And, you know, it's every time I hear that, it just kind of really bothers me spiritually, because the Bible always speaks about the least of those, the least of these, the people who are less fortunate, poor people. But we never mention them on a global scale. And I remember the reporter had mentioned that, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be misquoting here, and if I am, I'm just going what my gut tells me or what my gut can remember, that we've spent millions of dollars for Ukraine, if not billion. We've spent millions on weapons and support in Ukraine. And I don't know, just for a few seconds, I thought about, why is it so hard to spend those millions, if not billions, on poor people? Why not give them resources and training and the ability to get to the next level? How long will we kind of brush that group of human beings to the side as though they don't exist, until it's time to vote. Isn't it interesting that when it's time to vote, that's when everybody matters? That's when we go through every neighborhood. That's when we're telling everybody that we're counting on their votes. And we're making promises, but they're promises that are not really meant for poor people. They're meant for middle and upper class people. But they're counting on poor people to have a poor mentality. You know, I know this might not make sense, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, I always used to wonder when I would go to church and I would listen to the pastor or the visiting preacher speak, preach, and teach that day. And I would always wonder when they would preach and teach, were they speaking to everyone or were they speaking to just a certain group of people? Because churches were tied into one key element that people don't want to talk about. Churches tied into tithing. And if you can't afford to tithe, if you can't afford to give, because most churches record your tithing for tax purposes and just for purposes of knowing who's giving and who's not giving. Are you put in a certain category like the rest of the world does, where you don't really matter? Or is there a church out there that exists that when you have members in your church and you've looked at the roll and you haven't seen their name for a while where they've been giving, do you make it your effort, leader, pastor, chairman, deacon, to talk to them to see how you can lift them up? It seems for all of us who have been blessed to be in positions of leadership, we forget to think about the least of these. We forget to think about the poor. We forget to think about the less fortunate. We forget to think about right now as I'm in my house, comfortable, have no worries, that there's a family out there living in their automobile, if they have one, living on the street, hoping that they can make it through the night, wondering if anybody is praying for them. I got to be honest with you. Every night, me and my wife say a prayer together. And I got to be honest with you. I've never verbally said I'm praying for the poor. So even my prayers have not lined up. But before I go to sleep, I'm going to start that process and do it again. We got to verbalize what we mean. And we got to learn how to lift up people who we don't hardly ever think about. Don't you get tired like I do of seeing that person on the corner with the cardboard sign Don't you get tired of seeing that person with the shopping cart going up and down the road? Don't you get tired of seeing folk who are homeless and who look sickening or pitiful? And you just learn how to ignore them. You just learn how to just make them a part of society. You just get used to seeing them. You don't even think about doing anything for them. You just get used to seeing them, and they just become a part of, you know, the normal structure of everything else. They don't matter. But we all say that we are all a part of the family of God. And then we preach about his greatest commandment. Love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then it says to love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. I'm always appreciative of the Bible because it doesn't say except for poor people, except for people that are less fortunate, except for people that are homeless. It just says love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Now, I want you to think about this when you get up in the morning, or if you are at work, or you go to work on second shift, or you get up and go walking, or whatever you do, I want you to think about how much value you put on yourself. I just don't believe people that wake up in the morning, the first thing they tell themselves is, I don't have any kind of value, and I don't even like myself, or I could care less about myself. I really believe that when you get up and you get yourself ready for work and you look in that mirror and you walk out that door and you get in that car and you head to that job, you feel good about it. But how much do you feel about your neighbor? And I'm not talking about the neighbor that lives next door, or the neighbor that lives down the street. I'm talking about that same neighbor that's holding a cardboard sign, that same neighbor that their resident right now is the car, their same neighbor, their resident is a homeless shelter, that same neighbor that's living on the street. And the Bible says, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Do as much for your neighbor as you do for yourself. We got to do better. And we got to be better. From the top to the middle to the bottom. God's got a blessing with our name on it, but he can't bless us until we be a blessing to others. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh yeah. Peace.